Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Chuckery back in the Kia studio, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, I forgot to mention, Jason in Peachtree City's favorite wrestler is Ric Flair. Did he give you the woo? Woo! Did he give you a woo? Yeah. So, good for you, Jason. Look forward to seeing you out there tomorrow. 404-741-0929 is our phone line. That's also our Solomon Brothers number text line if you want to interact with the show. Streaming online at 929thegame.com. You can download your radio.com app. The way you catch us on the go, it's got a cool new feature where you can go back and listen to things that were said within the last 24 hours on any of the station's programming from there. Check us out on social media at 929thegame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter because that's the best way to be a part of the show. It's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That's all your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that's out there. He is at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. We'll get to our audio of the day from the Falcons here as the Falcons fly over. So Arthur Blank made his comments known after the game, you know, and what had been kind of that vote of confidence that he gave earlier. As he took a break and telling NFL Network from some meetings in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, "We understand the frustration of our fans. We're more than sympathetic. We're walking in their shoes. I'm with them. Because the expectations were different from where we are right now. When you differ that dramatically from expectations, it's always that much more disappointing." Blank was asked if in the bye in 2 weeks was a fair time to evaluate. "I don't think that's fair. I don't have any specific timetable, just looking at each game one at a time. It's the bye week, yes, but it's not a trigger for making any changes. We'll just continue to look at what we see developing and continue to support the coach, support the general manager, and continue to ask them to do everything they can to put some wins up on the scoreboard." Blank said the evaluation isn't a quote-unquote one- or two-game yardstick. He said the team is committed to winning the next game and then evaluating after that. Listen, I've said steadfastly, he's not going to fire Dan Quinn. I don't think there's going to be any moves during the year. I don't care how bad the record is or how much, you know, pushback there is from fans and stuff like that. And I'm going to be down at the Falcon. I got to do the Bud Light front porch coming up this weekend for the Falcons. I'm going to be very curious to see what the crowd looks like down there. You know, I'm curious to see, again, we talk all the time about 1 o'clock on Sunday anyway. You know, like just on a normal Sunday, even when the Falcons are good, mediocre, whatever wise, it could be hard to get that building going right at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Think they're going to be excited about being down there 1 o'clock this Sunday? But Arthur's never fired anybody during the season. And people want to go to the Dan Reeves thing. He told Dan at the end of the year he was not bringing him back. He didn't dismiss Dan from the team. The idea was he would coach out the rest of the year and then would not come back the following season. Dan was the one who said, if I'm going to get let go and you're not going to bring me back, then I'm not going to coach the rest of the year." It was Dan's decision to not coach the rest of the year, not Arthur's. And then Bobby Petrino, of course, he quit. He showed up at a press conference in Arkansas and said, "I'm taking this job." By the way, that didn't work out in Louisville either. Holy cow. There's some stories coming out of Louisville about how bad things were over there. Before we get to the audio, will there be more moves? Maybe. I don't think that Austin Hooper's a guy that they're going to move from. Why would you? What's the point of? I think the Falcons are going to make a run at re-signing Austin Hooper. Now, whether he signs with the Atlanta Falcons is another thing, but I don't think the Falcons are going to shy away from offering him a pretty good-sized contract. I don't. I think they value Austin Hooper. You know, Mohamed Sanu was already not going to be here. I don't think Devontae Freeman's going to be here next year. There'll be some guys that won't be around come next year. I will tell you this. I keep saying it, Jarvis. If Dan's not the coach, are you sure that Keanu Neal plays on his fifth-year option next year? After two ACLs, you ready to give him $11 million to be your starting safety next year? If you have a different coach and a different scheme in place? I'm just saying, people said about Vic Beasley, would they keep him, not keep him, would they cut him before his contract became fully guaranteed? You sure they wouldn't do that with Keanu Neal if they have a different head coach and a different system in place? Don't be surprised if he is the kind of guy that's a cap casualty. We'll find out. It'll be fascinating the rest of the way. All right, let's get to our audio of the day. All right, let's start with our guy, DQ, on the fans and their losing of their patience.
I totally get their frustration, and we are too. You know, so like this team loves the city loves the team, and so nobody feels worse than we do because we want it so badly for them. We want to be able to deliver, so they have such an impact on the game, especially at home. So we want to make sure that they're lit up and get stuff to get all fired up about because it can make such an impact on the game, and we've seen that.
Listen. There's no arguing in what Dan said there. Fans are no more upset than what he is because he won't have a job for it. We understand the emotional investment that we had, but our paycheck doesn't come from the Atlanta Falcons the way that his paycheck does. And by the way, he's got a lot of zeros that go behind his paycheck, you know, every 2 weeks or first and 15th or whatever the payday is in the NFL. Okay? So, yeah, he's got a lot riding on it. You think Matt Ryan and those guys came into this idea of we're going to be 1-6 and all that and it just kind of is what it is? I promise you, to a man, they thought they could be in the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't they? They should be. They're not talented enough to be away from the Super Bowl. They are that talented. A lot of guys not play that way, but it's not a matter of talent. It's not a matter of... Devontae Freeman's never been good in the NFL. Or that Deion Jones has never been good in the NFL. Hell, even Vic Beasley's had a year where he led the NFL in sacks. So I understand. I'm not disputing what Dan says. But we're past the point of hearing the excuses and hearing the reasons and all the things that go along with it. Oh, by the way, I got to watch the new Star Wars trailer. We may have to talk about that in the next segment as well. I didn't get to see the new trailer coming on. Here's Dan Quinn talking about the upcoming trade deadline.
Knowing this week off the field, general managers and ours included, they're taking calls and making calls constantly. Names get brought up, things get discussed, that sometimes never happen, but we really think about the team a lot.
Well, obviously they made the move for moving Mohamed Sanu to get a second round draft pick, which I think was a great move on their part. Do I think that they will make another move? Maybe, but I don't think it's going to be a significant move. And by the way, another guy too. Are we seeing the end of Matt Bryant? Is this Matt Bryant's last go around? I understand what happened. I understand how that whole thing went around. Is this Matt Bryant's last year? I think it is. I would be more surprised if they did bring Matt Bryant. And I understand the Tavecchio thing. They'll go find a kicker. Would you be mad if the Falcons drafted Rodrigo Blankenship? Let's say in the fifth or sixth round. Would that bother you if they did that? Wouldn't bother me. I think he's an NFL caliber kicker. I wouldn't be mad about that. Here's Dan talking about Ito Smith. We know he's going to be out because he's in the concussion protocol.
He'll be out for this week's game. Sometimes you can quickly turn around to get going, but in this case, he'll be out for this week. And then much like Matt, how we were talking earlier, the bye will come at a time for him. We'll see what it looks like for the game after that.
I firmly believe in the second half of the year, Jarvis, we're going to get a lot of Ito Smith. I do believe we're at a point, Jarvis, where they are going to feature him a lot more. I'm not telling you Ito Smith is a number one running back in the NFL, but I think they want to figure out what they have with Ito Smith. Can he be a competent complementary back or number two running back to somebody in this league? I think they will find out. I really do believe that Ito Smith is going to be one of the guys that is going to get a look. Let's hear one more from Dan talking about no consideration whatsoever to cutting Matt Bryant.
I'm confident in that right leg. when it comes to mentally tough competitors, you know, he's right at the top of that list. So we've got real belief in him, and it's a frustrating moment, you know, for sure. It's the smallest tweak, whether it's technique oriented, which it usually is at that position. But yeah, we've got lots of confidence in that.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're not going to make a move at kick. Listen, they've had to go through so many punters as it is already. The last thing they want to have to do is go find a kicker at this point. They're just trying to hang on for dear life with their punting situation, let alone have to replace their kicker as well. Matt Bryant's not going anywhere from the rest of this year. Now, I'm going to save the Dan Quinn, Jarvis, because I want to talk about. I want to play that when we get back around to our Falcons talk. Let's hear from Tack McKinley talking post-game about coaches not having anything to do with the way we've been playing.
The coaches have nothing to do with how we've been playing. They put us in great situations to go out there and perform. It's just up to the players to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just got to find a way.
Okay. Is that what you want to hear out of Tack McKinley? And my point to that is, there is some truth in that, no doubt about it. Because Vic Beasley's so, I said this before, Jarvis, because Vic Beasley's so bad, it masks Tack McKinley as to how bad he's been. Moving guys off spots and all this kind of stuff. Tack McKinley has not been part of the solution, okay? So he can say they've been put into great positions, whatever like that. Then are you telling me that you're not capable of getting it done in the NFL? Like, there's some kind of real disconnect about that. You can't have it both ways of, well, we got to play better. Well, we all know you got to play better, but at the same time, are you good enough to play better? There was a lot of hype and hoopla about the Tack McKinley pick. A lot of hype and hoopla. Oh, man, look, he's got the, you can find me, what was it, you can find me later? And draft night and all the things about all of it, okay? His play hasn't matched his mouth. He's not been good. And it won for the fact that Vic Beasley has been so bad, that 44 has been so bad, he'd be as big a disappointment as anybody on the roster right now. But because 44 gets $13 million, people get all upset. All right, when we come back, it's going to be time for That's Life. We'll talk about the weekend that was. And I've got a pair of Hawks tickets to give away to you as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the John Chuck Green Show. Back in the Kia Studios with you Tuesday, 922. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all right. The people say.
At the end of the segment, I'm going to give away a pair of Hawks tickets, but several things to get into. First of all, Jarvis, the Georgia Rattlesnakes are 4-0, baby, in their last four games. Started out 0-3, now 4 in a row. And you know who's the happiest about the Mohamed Sanu trade? Me. You know why? Because I got 14, and I start 14 every week. Why? Because I'm the Georgia Rattlesnake. He might get as many as two or three targets now a game. You know, he's got the best hands on the team. I hope our guy that's the relative of 14 is listening. Because, you know, as the Georgia Rattlesnake, I start him every single week. He's my flex player every single week, 14. And I think he scored 2.9 points for me last week. So he's coming along. Oh, by the way, if you see the Joker movie, you know they use this song a whole bunch now, right? Nice to see the Joker movie stealing stuff from the John Chuckery Show, stealing our ideas from us, but that's all right. We won't sue him for anything, you know, because it's not our song to start with, so can't really do anything about it. Good weekend. We went up to the Apple Festival, and Jarvis, when I tell you that I love festival food. I love festival food. And when I tell you that we went to the Apple Festival and I still probably spent about $100 in food, like it was a big seafood plate, it was a big fat burger, it was a big basket of wings. My daughter had like some cake pop, she had some pizza. We kept filling up these root beer bottles. They had like this homemade root beer and we kept filling up these old-fashioned bottles. And then I finished it off with a bowl of sliced apples with caramel all over them. So good. I'm one of those people, I love festival food. Give me corn on the cob on a stick. Give me Eros, funnel cakes. Yeah, they had turkey legs. They did have turkey legs out there. Eros, they had tacos. Like, I don't know what it is about fair food. I mean, it's not like it's high quality, but there's just something about how good it tastes. There's something about the corn on the cob at a fair that's better than anything I cook. There's something about a bratwurst that's better than what I cook. I don't know why. It just is better that way. I joke with my girlfriend about, I'm going to try to consume 10,000 calories while we're out here. Like, they had this homemade root beer and cream soda and stuff, and, like, we just kept drinking bottles of it. Like, when I tell you, like, my diabetes, like, I was, like, as wired as could be when it was all said and done. Ugh. But I love festival food. I love fair food out there so much. So that was a good time. Apple Festival up in LJ was a good time. All right, two of the things I want to get into. If you're craving and missing the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes, don't worry. The website Yandy.com, Jarvis, has a Halloween costume that is the spicy chicken sandwich. Now, if you look at their Twitter, if you go to at Yandy, Y-A-N-D-Y, they sent this out on October 17th. I think you'd agree that you'd want to see this person in that costume. If you look up at Yandy, look at their spicy chicken sandwich costume at Yandy, at Y-A-N-D-Y, and you'll see exactly what I mean, that if your significant other or somebody like to be your significant other wants to wear a spicy chicken sandwich costume, it may be worth getting all of that. Now, I don't know how far it stretches, so if you got a big one, you know, if you know, you're a person of a little bit bigger size, whatever like that, but I guess it's the closest thing that you'll get to a spicy chicken sandwich, because Popeyes, I don't know when they are bringing anything back like that, but check out the spicy chicken sandwich costume at Yandy on Twitter, Y-A-N-D-Y, or Yandy.com, Yandy.com. The sold-out spicy chicken sandwich costume. It's good stuff. All right. Finally, Jarvis, we may need to see if, because we hadn't heard from him in a long time, if Junkyard's out there. Because I got a question about something, okay? So, over the weekend, you know who Dennis Quaid is, the actor. Dennis Quaid, been around. Remember, he was Cap Rooney in Any Given Sunday, quarterback, right? He was married to Meg Ryan for a long time, famous Hollywood actor. He's been around a long, long time, okay? He's 65 years old, okay? Why do I bring up his age? Because he just got engaged over the weekend to a PhD student named Laura Savoy, I assume, S-A-V-O-I-E, who's 26 years old. Just about a 40-year difference between the two. They've been dating for a few months, I guess, or several months is what they say. He says, I had the ring in my pocket. It has been kind of a month and a half plan. I wanted it to be private. She was taking a selfie, and I asked her to marry me. Okay. This Savoy girl, if that's how you pronounce her name, S-A-V-O-I-E. She graduated as valedictorian from Pepperdine University. And actually, during her time at school, it's reported that she actually dated actor Jeremy Piven. Remember him from, what was that HBO show? The one where he played the sports agent. He played Arnie or whatever the sports agent was. What the heck was the name of that show? Where the guy was the actor and he had all his buddies that hung around him. Remember, he's going to play Aquaman or something like that. Oh, what is the name of that? You can go dead on that. I didn't really watch the show, but I remember what it was. Oh. But he's been in all kinds of things, Jeremy Piven. All right. Here's my question. Like, how young is too young to date? We're talking about a 40-year difference. Entourage. Yes, thank you. Entourage. That's what it was. How much is too much when you're talking about getting married to somebody? Now, listen, I understand Dennis Quaid at 65 running around having fun with a 26-year-old. Right? I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent, I can understand that. But marrying somebody 40 years difference, is that weird? Like, he has, you know, he has children older than that. Like, are you supposed to ever marry somebody who's younger than your children? I don't know. What's the rule and all that? I understand. If you got millions of dollars, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying, would you marry, if you're 65, would you marry a 26-year-old? Oh, is that Junkyard? Oh, gosh. Glad to see he's listening out there. Junkyard, my man, been too long.
John Chuckery, the Junkyard is in the building, man. I've been real busy. I've been making a lot of money doing Uber, man. I'm sorry I haven't been able to call in a while.
No, listen, I appreciate you checking in with us. Listen, Junkyard, I wanted to get your take on all this because you've got a good head on your shoulders. But this Dennis Quaid actor just got engaged to a girl who's just about 40 years younger than him. Now, again, dating, I can probably understand and get it about having a 26-year-old girlfriend. Marriage? What say you, Junkyard?
Well, you know, the Junkyard has rules. The young lady is younger than my kids, I can't marry her. I can't do it. As a matter of fact, I can take it one step further. The Junkyard won't even talk to them. I can't even date them, quote unquote. If they're younger than my kids, I think the Junkyard would feel too weird about that, Chuckery.
Wouldn't you think that if you're his kids, that you'd think this was a little bit weird too, and you'd be wanting to know what her motivation is? I mean, I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but at the same time, what is she at 26? I don't care if she did graduate valedictorian, Junkyard, as a 26-year-old and went to Pepperdine and all that. 26 and 65 have nothing in common. I'm sorry, but I mean, that big a difference, they have nothing in common with one another whatsoever.
Yeah, you know what, Junkyard, just thinking about it, you have to really put it in perspective, Chuckery, because just from a money, just think about how much money you got to have in order to marry somebody like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously you don't care if they're going to take it at this point.
Right.
You're at a point where I don't make so much money, I guess I would just want to be able to share it with somebody. I think that's where Quay might be at this point in his life. That's a lot of money, too, by the way.
Right. And listen, I'm not saying that his kids aren't going to get a bunch of money, because his kids will get a bunch of money. He's got enough money to take care of everybody. But at the same time, like, if I'm his kids, why do I want some 26-year-old woman jumping in the middle of the fray and cashing the golden goose check? You know what I mean? Like if I'm one of his kids, I probably do have a problem with it. Because she's going to get a big chunk. She's going to get a big chunk of money for this. When you know, if she stays around long enough for him to kick the bucket, or even not. Hell, if she gets divorced from him, I promise you, she's going to get a whole bunch. One way or another, she's going to come out financially stable for the rest of her life, no matter how this thing ends at this point.
Yeah. She's going to get at least 30%. The Junkyard did the math on that while you were talking. I think she'd probably get at least 30%.
Whew.
But my whole thing is just, the Junkyard just don't understand. Junkyard don't understand. Once you get to a certain age, there ain't no getting no marriage. Don't get married. Just play around.
Like Dennis Quaid's been married two or three times already in his life. But there's something about...
He's not good at being married.
But there's something about these guys that have all this money that... I think they just like the idea of being married. I mean, Paul McCartney has talked about that. Paul McCartney's been married, I think it's three times now. And, you know, obviously his first wife, Linda, died. Or, he would have stayed married to Linda forever. One, like, he'd have divorced her. But Paul McCartney's been married like three times. And he says, I like being married. Now, he's, you know, a gazillionaire. Like, as rich as Dennis Quaid may think he is, Paul McCartney's 100 times more rich than he is. But Paul McCartney says, I like being married.
With Dennis Quaid money, he'd probably lose his mind.
Yeah, he'd have hung himself. Yeah, exactly. He'd have put his head in a bowl full of ice and you know, offed himself. But he said, I like being married. And maybe that's what it is. I guess when you're 65, Jarvis, maybe part of it is you just want to have, junkyard. You want to just have that companionship of somebody around that you know is going to be there day in, day out. That's not just like your side piece or girlfriend. I don't know.
I mean, the junkyard understands one companionship, but I think there are other ways of going about it. And I don't think married is the way to go. All right, Chuckery.
See you, junkyard.
Go. I got an Uber ride, man. I'm about to ride.
Be good, brother. Junkyard. All right, 404-741-0929. Fifth caller during the break. I got a pair of Atlanta Hawks tickets for you to see the Philadelphia 76ers on Monday, October 28th. Call Jarvis. Fifth caller, give me your favorite wrestler, and you've got a pair of tickets for Hawks 76ers. When we get back, Brad Guzan joined the morning show. We will hear from him coming up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.